Funds podcast, where we are pro entrepreneurship and the catalyst for business funding. With more than 40 years in the industry, we have a sincere passion for people. In the same amount of time it takes you to drink a Bellini, we'll share tips, tricks, and best practices for funding your business dreams. Cheers. All right, everyone, welcome to the 2024 year of Bellinis with Benetrends. This is Allie Krause, VP of Marketing at Benetrends Financial, and I am here today with our CEO, Rocco Fiorentino. Hello, Rocco, how are you?
Doing well, Allie. Thanks for having me on the first podcast of the year.
Love it. And we also have one of our favorites, Jana Bailey from Franet. Hello, Jana. So good to hear and see you today.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here and be the first guest of 2024.
Yes, kicking off a new year. We absolutely love our partners at Franet. So we wanted to kick the year off with you and also just start by chatting with what's up with Franet in 2024. Jana, can you tell us a little bit about who you guys are for those who maybe don't know, and also just kind of all the little secret things that you want to share about Franet for 2024. You'll hear it first on Bellinis with Benetrends. But what's going on? Give us high level how things are at Franet.
Well, Franet is a 37-year-old organization that was started out in California, is now headquartered in Louisville, Kentucky. We've got offices throughout the U.S., Canada, and we have a presence in Germany as well. We're excited about 2024. 2023 first half was really grueling. It was very uncomfortable. It was just like, you know, trying to pull things across the finish line. Started getting better in the third quarter. And then the fourth quarter was like somebody opened up the floodgate. The really good news is that momentum is carrying into 2024. And all of our leading indicators say that we're just set for a real storm of business this year. So we're really excited.
That's amazing. We love to hear that too, because obviously we love our partnership here at Benetrends. Yeah. We love to work with your brokers at Franet. And it's just been a fantastic relationship that we've had since the beginning, since the start of those 37 years. We just finished celebrating our 40th anniversary, so going into our 41st year. Let's talk a little bit, just diving right into it, about securing funding. Securing funding is one of the main struggles for franchisees. We hear it from every angle of the industry. Talk to us a little bit about how having a funding partner like Benetrends helps actually streamline that process and alleviate some of those challenges.
Well, at Franet, we want to be as much of a one-stop shop for our clients as possible. You know, we want to be able to introduce them to accountants and to people in their community to help network with. But most importantly, we want to help them find the funding solutions. And we depend upon Benetrends to be able to do that. And, you know, it might be a line of credit, it might be an SBA loan, might be a rollover plan. So it's, you know, the rainmaker. It's all of these different options that you all bring to the table. So it's not like we're having to run around and find a bank and find this and find that. So you all do that. Benetrends is just amazing at the way they work hand in hand with the Franet consultants.
Thank you, Jana. So sweet. Rocco, to elaborate on that a little bit, how is the partnership over your time with Benetrends? How has the partnership with Franet really enhanced the services that we're able to provide to and opportunities to entrepreneurs in their journey?
Yeah, thank you, Valerie. I appreciate it. So as Jana indicated, Franet is 37 years old. We've probably been with them since inception. We're 41 years old as an organization. And, you know, the way we communicate today is so far from when we used to communicate 37 years ago, as all of us can imagine. But we really rely on the Franet brokers, consultants, to understand our products as well as the client will need to understand what they need and when they need it. And funding is certainly much different than it was years ago. I remember when I joined Benetrends 16 years ago now, we really were only in the rollover business. We were the architects of the rollover for business startup. And that's the only product we had. Shortly after I joined, we introduced SBA, and now we have a number of different SBA products. We have a number of different rollover products or investment products for those who need money, for those who have money. So it really is different. And like the franchise opportunities, Franet brokers are able to understand their clients' needs, their timing, their finances, and really get to understand what they might need. So they give us a lot of information up front, which allows us to be able to get the client in the right direction and get them what they actually need, not what they think they need. So it's been a real pleasure to work with the professionals at FranNet. All of them are vested in their businesses. We have great relationships with them, and relationships count. Relationships is certainly a contact sport, and we need to contact them any way we can. And thank God for technology. We could email them, we can text them, we can call them on the phone, we can send them snail mail if we wanted to, but none of us really do that. Nobody would open it. But there's so many ways we communicate now, and it's so much fun. So, and with technology, we can send them updates as to where the clients are in the process, which really helps them understand where they are and get them to opening their businesses and becoming entrepreneurs as soon as possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Before our call started, we were even joking about Janet, tell the story. How did you used to get leads before all of the emails were here?
Yes, before I started with FranNet, I was on the franchise sales side of the industry, and I would get leads for, on a fax machine. And I can remember listening for that fax machine to start clicking, and I'd be running over there hoping it was a lead from FranNet.
That's the first vision I had, is the whole sales and marketing team just like listening to that sound and running through cubicles to see what that lead was. I
Yep.
actually am kind of bummed I missed that phase of franchising.
No, you're not. It's a lot better now.
And you know, to Jana's point about 2024, first of all, I really am very excited about your outlook on 2024, and we feel the same way. So on the SBA side, imagine that certainly rates are a little higher. That's the bad news. But for the lenders, their margins have grown, and they're very excited about lending money, especially to the franchise brands, because they do have a proven system, which is the business we're all in. FranNet works with franchisors. They vet through those franchisors to make sure they've got great validation, they've got a great system to follow, and then the candidates are well on their way. So we now have a number of different products. The lenders, the SBA lenders, are very excited about doing business with all these new entrepreneurs in franchising. So I believe the same thing, Jan. I think 2024 is going to be fabulous. While you were talking, I kind of went back into our records to see where we were for 23. And you're right, I think first and second quarter was a little sluggish, but boy, oh boy, you guys did a fabulous job in third and fourth quarter. So we're very excited about that. And we ended the year probably our best year ever, Allie. Is that what we were looking at earlier?
Biggest
So
growth year. Yep.
So
Fantastic.
crazy. Yeah, so good stuff.
Jana, I want to change the conversation to really talk about the people that you're helping at FranNet. So you play a huge role in helping people find the right franchise opportunities. Can you kind of elaborate on how FranNet actually helps franchisees in their journey for somebody who's maybe listening and wants to get into franchising, and how you help someone find a business that really suits them?
Well, I think of us like an executive recruiter in the job market. So we're working with best of class franchises. We turn down over 100 a year. So we really keep a tight rein on who we're introducing our clients to. On the client side, we take them through a process where we really want to get in their head and their heart and understand what's important to them, what their individual goals and skills and what they enjoy and what they don't. And the whole time we're talking to our client, we're basically taking that funnel of franchises and thinking through yes, no, yes, no, until we're narrowing it down. We would never introduce a client to only one franchise. We're going to introduce them to three to four, and then we're going to help them through that process of doing the due diligence. We're going to give them questions they should be asking, information they should get comfortable about, you know, how to review the FDD, that sort of thing. So we like to think we're their consultant every step of the way through the process until they sign with a franchisor or they decide this isn't right for them, and that's okay too. And our services are free to our clients. Our fees are paid by the franchisor, just like an executive recruiter model.
I love that. That's always one of my favorite things to share about FranNet, especially from my experience as a franchisor, is it's no cost to you to be able to explore different brands and have the support of professionals. So I also love the piece you said about getting in a head and heart. I've never heard it described that way, but I love it because what might be in your head about a brand you want and you want to go into food doesn't necessarily mean that's where your heart is. So I love
Exactly.
that that's where your consultants come into play to help these entrepreneurs kind of find what's perfect for them. Jana, I know that FranNet operates a little bit differently from some of the other networks. How does somebody actually become a consultant? And is that something that's still an opportunity out there? If any of our listeners are thinking, man, I really want to help people find businesses of their dreams, how can they get involved?
Well, they would reach out to me because actually I oversee that process. And the reason I do, as I'm so hands-on with it, is because they've got to fit our culture. We're not for everybody, and not everybody, is going to be a good fit for us. We put integrity very high on our list of values. And so we really talk to people about that. And we talk about, the way we work with clients is not salesy, it's consulting. And if somebody's too sales oriented, they're going to be a really bad fit for FranNet. Now, we think of it as placements, not sales. We're not selling, we're consulting and helping them make placements. Yes, there's room. We brought on new people last year. We're already with a good pipeline for this year, but there's plenty of room for good people who are the right fit. And again, all they've got to do is reach out to me at FranNet.
Love that so much. Any extra trends in franchising or observing in 2024 to both of you, Rocco, Jana, anything entrepreneurs should be aware of looking ahead at 2024 before they contact a consultant and start looking into the franchise model?
Jana, you want to take that first?
Well, I'd just say be careful of things that are new and glitzy because a lot of times we see fads that come and go. Look for the models that have been well vetted and established, and they've really got proof of concept. That's when I get worried, is when, they're just getting started, they have one open, and all of a sudden they think they're ready to bring on 100 people. So just be aware, be sure the underpinning's where it should be before you jump on board.
Yeah, and I agree 100%, Janet. There are some franchise brands that are really just not even a concept, maybe just a recipe. And because you have a fabulous recipe does not mean you have a fabulous system. And franchising is really about a proven system. So I know FranNet vets these brands out to make sure that they do have a proven system and they validate well so that they can comfortably recommend some of these brands for some of these new entrepreneurs that want to get into business for themselves and certainly not by themselves and find a brand that they really enjoy. Again, I see a lot of trends as well. Every year, there's probably another 1,000 franchise brands that come into the market. Half of them probably don't make it past a year or two, and the others do survive. Some grow faster than others. But I always recommend that you find something you really do have the passion for, because you're always going to be interested in it, and you'll be better than most because of your level of passion. And well, I always feel that when you do what you love, you never work a day in your life, which is what I do. I don't think I work anymore because I love what I do. I love the people I work with and all the folks that are involved in our industry. So I would encourage everyone to find a proven system and find something you really love. And as Jana said, make sure it's a damn good fit for you. There's plenty of opportunity. All of us are smarter than one of us. Rely on the consultants to kind of guide you through the process and get you to where you want to be. So that's my advice for 2024.
Great advice.
Great advice from two incredible people in franchising. Thank you to you both for your outlooks, your insights, and to Jana for your partnership. Appreciate you guys being on our podcast today.
Thanks
Thank you,
for having
Jenna.
me.
Thank you, Allie.